The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Wednesday, November 11th. We're talking about the Senate race in Georgia and why the winners there determined so much for Congress and the country in 2021. Also, a new expected timeline for a COVID-19 vaccine and the new way the U.S. is honoring military veterans this Veterans Day. Plus, another named storm in this record hurricane season. Well, you may want to look to the sky this week and what to expect from country music's biggest night. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Georgia voters will determine the fate of the U.S. Senate and potentially which political party holds the majority and therefore leads the Senate's agenda. It was already expected in recent days that it would come down to Georgia, but now it's even more clear. And that's because another tight race in North Carolina effectively came to an end yesterday. North Carolina Democrat Cal Cunningham conceded to the incumbent Republican Senator Tom Tillis. And with that, Tillis's victory gave the GOP 49 seats in the U.S. Senate, and that will likely jump to 50 once Alaska finishes tallying ballots. And remember, each state gets two senators for a total of 100 Senate seats. So after Alaska, Republicans will have half, Democrats and left-leaning independents have a combined 48 seats. The final two seats are both in Georgia, and both races there were so close on election night, they now go to an automatic January 5th runoff, meaning they hold an entirely new special election in January where voters will head back to the polls just for those races to determine the winners. If Republicans win two Georgia seats, they'll have a pretty strong majority in the Senate with 52 seats. Even if they win only one, they'll still have the majority. If Democrats win them both, that will give the Senate a 50-50 split, with the future Vice President Kamala Harris acting as the tiebreaker if needed. In this scenario, Democrats would technically lead the Senate, but they'd have to make deals with Republicans every step of the way, and not just about legislation, like they always do. It would have to be for procedural stuff, too, like committee seats, and which bills even make it to the floor for discussion at all. So as you might expect, both Democrats and Republicans are focusing a lot of fundraising and campaigning efforts in Georgia right now. Republican Senator David Perdue is facing Democrat John Ossoff, and Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler is up against Democratic Reverend Dr. Raphael Warnock. Now, Republicans have not lost a Senate race there in the last 20 years, so if Democrats are able to pull off even one win in Georgia, it'll be historic. To be continued. President-elect Biden says his transition team is trying to get to work preparing for a transfer of power in January. But the Trump administration is saying not so fast, since the current White House has not given up yet and is challenging the election results in several battleground states. In fact, the Washington Post reports the White House ordered senior government officials not to cooperate with Biden's transition team. And that means no access to everything from funding to classified information. Traditionally, right after an election is called, the agency, the General Services Administration, or GSA, gives the president-elect nearly $10 million in funding, plus office space and computers in each government agency. The idea is to help make the transition run smoothly so the new team is ready on day one to run the country. The new administration also usually starts doing background investigations and getting security clearances for its new cabinet officials, starts having calls with foreign leaders, and it can typically get access to classified information as well. But this time around, that is not happening, at least not yet, since the people in charge say they still don't know if a transition is going to happen at all, and they believe Trump might stay in office. A spokesman for the Trump campaign says every American should first be able to trust the election was free, fair, and secure. Biden's response to this, he says the classified information and funding would be nice to have, but quote, it's not critical. A record number of Americans are now hospitalized with serious cases of COVID-19. As of last night, there were nearly 62,000 coronavirus patients in hospitals around the U.S. The COVID Tracking Project says that's more than double the number of hospitalizations we saw back in September. This is especially concerning, since health experts think, with winter coming up, that trend is not going to change direction anytime soon. And medical facilities could become even more overwhelmed when we hit the peak of flu season. Already, hospitals have reached capacity in certain cities. For example, in El Paso, Texas, one hospital has patient tents set up in a parking lot. A convention center has become a field hospital, and dozens of intensive care patients have been airlifted to other cities to free up space. Hospitals are also pushed to their limits in parts of the West and upper Midwest. At this point, the states that are most strained are North Dakota, Utah, and Wisconsin. Meanwhile, the nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, gave some more insight on a possible vaccine timeline. He told CNN, if everything goes as planned with approval, the first doses could go out as soon as next month. The CDC decides who gets those, but it will likely be healthcare workers and people with underlying conditions. Dr. Fauci says senior citizens and teachers could come next, and the majority of Americans will likely be able to get a vaccine by the end of April 2021. Still, Fauci made clear that these are just estimates. More research is needed, and the CDC is still working on its distribution plan. So stay tuned. It's Veterans Day, and that means it's time for Americans to celebrate and thank all those who have served in the U.S. Armed Forces. Of course, Veterans Day is always on November 11th, no matter what day of the week it falls on. So why this day? Well, that's when World War I ended back in 1918. The holiday was observed for the first time in 1919. This year, there will be wreath-laying ceremonies and memorials around the country. Arlington National Cemetery near Washington, D.C. is live-streaming that event beginning at 11 a.m. Eastern. Also starting today, veterans and Gold Star families have lifetime access to all national parks and other public federal lands. Also, today only, plenty of restaurants and other businesses are offering discounts and freebies to veterans. You just need a military ID or VA card to take advantage. If you want to see a list of promotions, check out the links we posted in today's episode notes. And of course, Veterans Day means the U.S. Postal Service, government offices, and most banks will be closed, along with some workplaces and schools. We have more news coming up, but first, thanks to our sponsor today. If you've been listening for a while, then you know I always love making HelloFresh meals. HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit for a reason. You get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your door, allowing you to avoid time-consuming meal planning and last-minute grocery store trips. Instead, you can enjoy the process of cooking at home and get dinner on the table in just about 30 minutes. With delicious meals like curry spice chickpea bowls with roasted veggies and garlic basmati rice, we loved that one. HelloFresh is flexible, too. You can easily change your delivery days or meal plan preferences and skip a week anytime. Plus, HelloFresh is the first global carbon-neutral meal kit company who has also donated millions of meals this year alone. So go to HelloFresh.com/Newsworthy90 and use that code Newsworthy90 to get $90 off, including free shipping. Again, that's HelloFresh.com/Newsworthy90 and use that code Newsworthy90 to get $90 off, including free shipping. All right, now back to the news. The 2020 hurricane season has hit yet another milestone. We now have a record 29th named storm churning in the Atlantic. This is the most we've ever seen in a single hurricane season. Until now, the record was 28, set in 2005 and tied earlier this year. But Tropical Storm Theta formed in the Atlantic Ocean earlier this week, breaking the record. For now, it's expected to stay away from land, but of course, forecasters are watching it closely in case the path changes. If you bought packaged romaine lettuce recently, you might want to double check it. A big batch was recalled over concerns it could be contaminated with E. coli. It was sold at more than 1,000 Walmart stores across 22 states. The lettuce was produced by the brand Tandem Urine Antel, and it has a packed-on date of October 15th and 16th. It's unlikely the lettuce is still in stores because of its short shelf life, but officials with the FDA say if you do have it at home, you should not eat it. At this point, it's not clear if the lettuce has actually made anyone sick. As expected, Apple unveiled a fleet of new Mac computers. There's three of them, and they'll all be powered by what the company calls the most powerful chip ever. Remember, until now, Mac computers have used Intel chips, but Apple is now making its own. The three computers that will have these new chips are the MacBook Air, MacBook Pro, and the Mac Mini. Apple says they'll be faster and the battery will last longer. Also, the MacBook Pro will now have what Apple calls studio-quality microphones and improved video. The new lineup of computers range in price from $700 to $1,300. Next, Apple plans to roll out the new chip to the rest of its Mac line as well. The 54th annual CMAs are happening tonight. The annual event celebrates the best in country music. This year, it'll be hosted by singers Reba McEntire and Darius Rucker, live from Nashville's Music City Center. Although, as you may have guessed, there will not be an in-person audience because of the pandemic. But big-name artists are still planning to perform, like Maren Morris, Chris Stapleton, Eric Church, and Rascal Flatts. As for the nominees, Miranda Lambert has the most nods. She's up for 7 awards, including Album of the Year and Entertainer of the Year. Other top nominees include Luke Combs, Maren Morris, Eric Church, Carrie Underwood, and Keith Urban. The CMAs will air live tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on ABC. Also tonight, you can watch one of the most explosive meteor showers of the year. The Northern Tarred meteor shower is peaking tonight into tomorrow morning. NASA says stargazers can expect to see about 5 fireballs an hour. Fireballs are meteors that shine even brighter than Venus, which is the brightest object in the sky after the moon. They usually last a second or two, and for a meteor, that's a long time. The average one lasts less than half a second. So they should be easy to spot as long as you stay up late and have clear skies. The best time to see this meteor shower is after midnight in your area. And for best viewing, you'll want to head somewhere with little or no artificial light. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, a quick break to thank our sponsor. To me, Thanksgiving is all about family, friends, and of course, food. It just doesn't quite feel like Thanksgiving without the traditional turkey and sides. And this year, today's sponsor, ButcherBox, is giving you something extra to be grateful for. High-quality meat delivered right to your door. It means one less trip to the grocery store and a better, more affordable selection of meats for the holidays and beyond. I especially love that ButcherBox gives me peace of mind about my meat. I know I'm getting humanely raised meats that are free of antibiotics and added hormones, and I can feel calm that I have plenty of meat on hand in the freezer when I need it. It's super easy, too. Every month, ButcherBox ships a curated selection of the best meat, and I can choose what types of meat and seafood I want by customizing my box or just choosing from one of their options. And I can change my plan anytime. And now is a great time to sign up, because ButcherBox is offering new members a turkey for free in their first box. That's an entire turkey for free in your first box. Just go to butcherbox.com/newsworthy. That's butcherbox.com/newsworthy. All right, now back to Work Wednesday. A new study by Upwork estimates between 14 and 23 million Americans plan to relocate. A good chunk of those people are leaving major cities and opting for less expensive housing markets instead. The pandemic has made that possible, since more people are working remotely instead of having to commute to an office. But the question is this a good career move? Reuters reports tech companies like Facebook, Twitter, Square, and Dropbox are letting employees choose permanent remote work. But in some cases, workers leaving the city have to take a pay cut. The job site Glassdoor is already running the numbers on the cost of relocation. It estimates workers who leave major metros like San Jose and San Francisco could face a more than 20% drop in pay. But the lower cost of living outside a big city could make up for it. NPR cites the moving company United Van Lines and its survey of people who were moving. Their customers told them the pandemic has made them reevaluate what's important to them, and now they're refocusing on being closer to family and friends. All right, thank you so much for listening today. Of course, we'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.